Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Good morning.
It is an honor to be here today to share with you and to testify how God saved such a sinner as I was and am still. First, I would like to say all praise, glory, and honor be unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I was born and raised in Chicago, specifically in a suburb outside of Chicago, Cicero. From kindergarten to fifth grade, I went to a Catholic school. I was very academic. At this Catholic school, every Wednesday or a certain day during the week, we would attend Mass. During the Mass, nothing was really impressed upon me. It was just basically a ritual. But now looking back, attending Catholic school, what I am grateful for is that I was taught the Lord's Prayer, and that has stood with me throughout my life. Growing up, I was aware that there was a God, but he was not personal to me. And at times when I was young, I would understand right and wrong. Whenever I had done something that was against God's law, I understood that, and as Scripture says, the law of God is written in everyone's heart. So attending Catholic school, I was there till fifth grade, as I said, and afterwards my parents decided to move to Berwyn. They purchased a home, and I began to attend a public school. It was difficult for me because I had much friends at the Catholic school. And at the same time, it was a total different environment. And at public school, I continued to excel in my academics. However, I was introduced to a different lifestyle where things of swearing and that nature was not condoned, whereas in the Catholic school, those things were not tolerated. After my middle school years, I then went into high school. And in high school, that's when I began to become more heavenly evolved with just living in a reckless lifestyle. I began to attend parties, and at those parties, of course, there was alcohol and things of that nature. And however, one summer, I recall that a family friend had came over, and at that time, he began to share with me about Christ and the things of God, and I recall that he had offered to recite a prayer. Many of you have probably prayed a similar prayer to that, and of course I went along with it because he told me that Christ was going to return at any moment, and it was necessary for me to trust in Christ. So I recited this prayer, and later that night I began to read the Bible, but no sooner 3 days, I was returning back to my former ways. And this continued on to my junior year. Junior year, my mom began attending a local church. At this local church, she went to a conference, and that conference pertained to creation versus evolution. She brought home a pamphlet, and that pamphlet or that booklet, I read that entire day, and I was just so it was really impressed upon my mind how everything made sense, in the sense that the Lord did make everything in 6 days, and how this universe is very complex. And those are things I wasn't taught in Catholic school or in the public school. And so immediately, I read that book, and I started to attend my mom's church that she was attending, and I began to become very involved with the youth group. I began to read my Bible every day. I was actually baptized, and I thought that I was a Christian. I was so passionate, I thought. But yet inwardly, I still desired to please my flesh. And so in my high school years, although I had left my former friends that I had in my public school, I now had, quote-unquote, like a social club in my youth group. And there really wasn't any sincere desire for the things of God or a true love for the Lord, and not necessarily understanding the gospel as I know now. And so this continued. I went on a missions trip in the youth group, and again, I thought it was a very passionate. I thought I was a Christian at this time, and then when I began to attend college, some of my friends began to return in my life, and began to start to hang around with them. And slowly, the things that I had in my room that pertained to God were removed. It was because that I knew I was living in sin, and I didn't want any kind of reminder of sin in my or anything reminder of God or His ways or anything. The Bible was removed from my home and or my room, and now I began to smoke marijuana every day, and I was just totally enslaved. And this continued for quite some time. I met my wife, and then we had our daughter out of wedlock, and was just living a reckless lifestyle. I had a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness. I would isolate myself a lot of times. There was no peace in me. I thought that the friends I was hanging around with me, that they were going to stick with me, that they were going to be with me for some time. But there was just no joy at all, and I saw joy in everything else. But and at that time, I thought that I was still a Christian because I was under the teaching that you may say a prayer, but yet you can continue to live in sin, to be practicing habitual sin in your life. And it was foolishness, but I thought it was true. But the Lord says in John chapter 8, he who committed sin is a servant to sin, a slave to sin. If you are habitually practicing sin, that's evidence that you are still unconverted. And so this false teaching remained in me, and I would say to myself, I'm never going back to the church. And it wasn't that I didn't want to, it was I couldn't, because I love my sin so much. I love what I was doing. But at the same time, I knew that I should be back in the church. And so this pattern continued in my life. I tried to reform my life after I seen that, you know, smoking and drinking was affecting me in a negative way. And I tried to refrain. I tried to live upright, but without God. Still, there was no hope. There was no peace. And then I recall still living at my parents' house with my wife and our daughter, and I had gotten into an argument with my wife. My wife left, and she took our daughter, and my parents had left. No one was in the house, and so I decided I just ran up to where we lived on the second floor, and there was an attic adjacent to our room that we were staying in. And I recall falling on my knees and in bitter repentance, weeping out to the Lord and crying out unto Him to have mercy upon me. And I can't recall the entire prayer that I had, but it was just a prayer of a recognition that I had sinned and I had violated God's laws and His ways. And I cried out to Him because I knew the gospel in a simple sense, that Christ had died on the cross to bear my sin. And I cried out to Him, and I recall just rising up and having such an abundance of peace. Such joy in my heart had filled my heart. And I went immediately to my car, because at that time I was very stingy. My wife needed things, and I would hesitate to buy them for her. So I went in my car, and I threw out all my rap CDs that I had, and I turned on Moody Radio because it was the only Christian station that I knew of at that time, and began listening, and went to the store and purchased a few items for my wife. And my wife came home, and I told her, and she was, I'm sure, taken back. And I got on my knees and asked for her forgiveness as well. And you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And the joy that filled me was just remarkable, and I immediately had a desire for God's word, just to read it every day. And so I was at that time attending a university, and I said to myself, I can't continue, because I was working full time, and I didn't have time to read God's word. So I stopped studying the degree that I was pursuing, and I was just focused on reading God's word. And I immediately desired also to attend a local church. And I was just such a joy to sit under the teaching of God's word, to fellowship with other brethren. And Later that year, the New Year's Eve, I proposed to my wife. No one had confronted me. It was more the Holy Spirit showing me that this is what is right in His sight. And July 11, 2009, we were married. So I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ that He saved such a sinner as I am. And Christ is my Lord. He is my rock. Above all things, He is my Lord. And truly, at the same time, He is my Savior. And without Him, I am nothing. He is my righteousness. And I would not be here today to testify of His saving grace, His sovereign grace as well, if it were not for Him. So thank you for your time.